I don't mean to interrupt the beautiful chorus, but Fulton J. Sheen, it's a beautiful thing. I like when babies cry because they wake the other people up. Fulton J. Sheen, who had a beautiful program on television called It's a Wonderful Life in the 50s and won an Emmy, met Groucho Marx, the famous comedian from the Lower East Side, at one of these award shows, and was so taken that he said, "Mr. Groucho, I want to thank you for all the joy that you have brought into this world through your comedy." And Groucho, being a funny man, replied to Bishop Sheen, "And I want to thank you for all the joy that you've taken out of it by your preaching." Because when people look at the gospel, they think it's devoid of humor and joy. Today's epistle, which I want to read a part of you for you in English, is written by a Pharisee, one of the strictest parts of the Jewish religion, St. Paul, who was very passionate in what he believed in, so much so that he persecuted the Church of Christ, put people in prison, and was even present when the early Hebrew people took stones and killed Stephen. This was a passionate man. And in today's gospel, he's talking about the second coming of Jesus. When Jesus comes again, it sounds like it's a very serious business, what he's talking about. And this is what he says. "Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord at all times." Once again, just in case you didn't hear it, I say rejoice. "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not let anything make you anxious, but in every need, make your requests known to God by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, and may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." This joy about the second coming. The early Christian says, don't worry about the end of the world. Worry about your own end, how you're going to end. Because the Christian life is not about getting ready. Oh my God, any day is going to end. But enjoying the richness of life and realizing that this dysfunctional behavior called sin can steal the happiness that God means for you to have every day. It's not about tomorrow. It's not about just thinking about heaven. We begin the Slujba Bozha by saying, "Blessed is the kingdom today," not just tomorrow. And you say amen, that good Jewish word where you agree. The kingdom begins now. And so when you think about the second coming of our Lord, when you think about the gospel, it's not about eviscerating your happiness and emptying your life. It's making sure you know how to live and live well and enjoy it. When a baby cries, when an old person cries, when you're not sure what's going to happen today or tomorrow, be not anxious. Rejoice in the Lord. And joy is not the same as having fun. Because in American society, sometimes our lives are so empty that we like to move and fill our lives with noise in the illusion that happiness is the same thing as movement and stimulation. I always use this as an example. It's like when you look at a monkey sticking a nail in a wall socket and being electrocuted, and someone says, "Look at that monkey boy. That monkey's having a lot of fun." I says, "No, that monkey's dying." And sometimes we, in the search for true happiness, fill our hearts with noise and our lives with movement, and we don't know where we're going or what we need. We just know we're empty. And the Lord and His peace is meant to fill that void so that when you go to sleep at night, you don't have to worry about what will happen. Will the Lord come tonight? Will my life end? It doesn't matter. Let tomorrow take care of itself. If you're enjoying your life with the Lord and you're at peace, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Christianity is about joy and enjoying what the Lord gives you. And when He comes, you'll be ready, hopefully with a smile. Slava Isusu Christu!